The army doesn't like more than one disaster in a day.
Looks bad in the newspapers and upset civilians at their breakfast.
I'm Bill Buford. Welcome to War Notes, a conflict podcast in which we will be taking a journey into history, discussing contemporary events, and even doing some conflict futurism. We'll be examining this violent and calamitous clash and collision between complex adaptive systems armed to the teeth to see who will prevail and see what it tells us about the human condition and why we can't stop. Hello, this is Bill, and welcome to episode 14 of War Notes, a conflict podcast. This one is entitled The Pause That Refreshes. And ever since that I've started this podcast as an accompaniment to Chasing Ghost in Irregular Warfare podcast in September of 2022, I think that I missed my fortnightly cadence of issuance of podcast episodes maybe once, maybe twice. I don't think any more than that. But I am going to beg your indulgence this week that I am taking the pause that refreshes to reassess, re-engineer, reconstitute, and find out what direction I'm going to take both Chasing Ghosts and War Notes in the very near future. And what I'll probably do is continue my fortnightly cadence of issuance of the Chasing Ghosts podcast and War Notes, my conflict podcast, which allowed me to step out of the rubric of irregular warfare and step into the rubric of past, present, and future conflict of every stripe. I have spent my entire adult life dedicated to the study and or practice of human conflict and warfare and such in a variety of ways, in and out of uniform. I am in the winter of my years as we speak, not knowing when I'll assume room temperature, but it's closer than I would have thought. I wanted to quickly reflect on this opportunity that is before us right now that I never saw happening in my lifetime. With this new administration, and as all of you know, I am neither Republican nor Democrat and remain a committed non-voter for the remainder of my life. But nonetheless, I find that for the first time in my life, there is a chance, a small chance. As a matter of fact, it seems increasingly larger as the weeks progress now, that this statist warfare project that has haunted my life and that of my children, and I was hoping not that of my grandchildren, may be subject to cracks. There are fissures. There are emerging chaos avalanches that may spell doom for the deep state, the warfare state, the clandestine state, the deep cover state, the covert state, to have a law enforcement apparatus at the federal level that is dedicated not to making people safer or making people more capable of becoming much more productive in their private lives, but in making sure that they are contained and boxed in a paradigm that means that obedience, and a absolute supine worship of the state was then, is then, and always will be. Well, maybe that's not the case anymore. What DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency under Elon Musk, has done is extraordinary in my mind. It has, with whether it's simply because of AI technology or whatever the case may be, it has revealed to me things I thought would never be revealed. It has shown these cracks and edifice rendering that is taking place across the governmental apparatus at the federal level. And by the way, this will cascade downwards towards the state level, the county levels, and the local levels. And those surprises that are going to be in store for us are going to be extraordinary. I am seeing movement now afoot in this government that I never thought could happen since I first became politically aware and cognizant in the 1970s. And I am very encouraged by what's going on. because I was convinced that if something wasn't done after the last 4 years, and if things didn't change in the next 4 years, that my children and grandchildren were going to be subject to all the predations, deprivations, and just poor economic performance that is the nature of empires that are collapsing. So it may be a new day in America, and it may be a time when through this rigorous and just absolutely earth-shattering forensic analysis of what the state has been up to all of this time, despite the gaslighting otherwise by the coprophile media, that things may be afoot as far as breaking this down, and all of a sudden, we see this tilting away from obedience, away from authority, away from this authoritarian psychopathic state that we have been living under for decades, and maybe into a new era for individual liberty and freedom. We'll see what happens. So the big news for me, and I will cover this, of course, on the podcast and on my blogging at the Libertarian Institute as the Smedley D. Butler Fellow for Military Affairs, which are where I cover about 3 to 5 times a week all the cavalcades of calamities, chaos avalanches, and complexity crises that inform the Defense Department and the way America and its allies and coalitions conduct war planet-wide. I show you all the things that maybe they're too embarrassed to tell you about themselves. And I wanted to offer this as an addendum to all this forensic accounting, investigation, and deep data recovery that is occurring as we speak on the imperial state in America and what it has failed to reveal to us in the past and what they have failed to tell us, is that I would offer this as a recommendation. I wish I could do this in my best Rod Serling voice, but I can't. How do we fix academia in America, which, along with the media, whether one is downstream of the other or not, is a case for discussion elsewhere. But academia, the education complex in America, K through PhD, that is a place that needs to be examined wholesale. And I have two recommendations. And of course, I do think that this winds up being relevant to the defense and war and conflict fixation that is the characteristic of both of my podcasts, in that professional military education, from what goes on at Fort Leavenworth for captains and majors and everyone in between, to the war colleges that provide the academic framework and root structure for assuming flag officer rank as a general or an admiral in the U.S. Armed Forces. And of course, they also have folks from coalition and allied countries who come and attend those. Those things are still stuck with IED. Those things are still, and they've been wrecked and diseased with left of center nonsense since the 1970s. Arguably, it could have gone on before that, but I first became aware of it in the 1980s, and nothing got better over time. So here's what I offer, and I'm putting professional military education as a functionality underneath the umbrella of which I speak, which is how we can fix academia in America. Maybe not fix it, but make it better than it is now. Number one, all federal subsidy to kindergarten through PhD and everything in between must be zeroed out. Now, of course, the professional military education organizations can't be zeroed out because they are federal creatures and entities. So some other solution has to be offered for that. But here's what we need to do. Since we've found that DOGE, and this isn't new technology, I think that this investigatory and forensic technology that DOGE is employing with his 20-something Wunderkind, who are doing all these investigations of all these federal agencies and giving us all of these absolutely stunning revelations of mischief, mayhem, incompetence, and just actual employment of the Peter Principle to the highest degree in every one of these organizations. And it's all being laid bare for people to take a look at and gasp in wonder how adults, spelled with a U instead of an O, could allow this to happen. So here's what we need to do, and I'm looking at you, Mr. Musk, is we need to create a massive artificial intelligence product that comes through all the existing electronic and digital academic journals for plagiarism, fraud, citation provenance, reproducibility, and all the other things in this academic web of deceit that have drained so many dollars from the treasury, and those treasuries are from the federal to the local level, and have drained so many minds of their critical thinking skills, their intuition engines, and their ability to think through things in a long-form discussion or debate where they can subject themselves to Ono's five whys or Socratic drilling so that they can answer substantively why they think the way they do, why they arrived at the conclusions that they do, and why in the world they think that this provides for a future for the rest of us and our children and our grandchildren and humanity down the line, because it does not. It has failed in such a spectacular fashion. And while I thought that here in the winter of my years, I would see no solution set offered in which it would steer civilization on a more credible and workable course, but here we are. I think that we may be able to do that. So I'm making a plea sort of outside my lane of human conflict and warfare and irregular warfare and everything in between. And I'm saying that when I look at the fundamentals, when it comes to education and the grokking of the worldviews and how we manipulate the world around us in a way that benefits everybody and benefits them in a way, of course, as you all know, that free markets, unregulated markets, and minimally touched markets by the government would give us things. Groups don't create things. Governments don't create things. Individual minds create things. I offer you as Exhibit A, Elon Musk. I think I have a lot of active readers who listen to my podcast. I am honored by that. I always offer in my show notes those books and articles that provided me with the substance for the presentation that I have for that particular episode. And I always urge my listeners and occasional readers to reach out to me with your gentlemanly comments and constructive criticism and recommendations. So that would be the final plea that I'm putting out in this truncated and very short episode, is that for the remaining months of this calendar year, and of course, I'll take notes on things that may spill over into the following calendar year, give me recommendations on what you'd like me to talk about in Chasing Ghosts or War Notes. I had designed War Notes as a podcast for a very special reason, in which I wanted to take the 12 hours that I just did, not including the latest episode I did on why the infantry is becoming obsolete, but those first 12 episodes in fixing Fight Club, because I saw this opportunity that I've been talking about, where maybe we can finally fix things. Maybe we can steer the Department of Defense more in the direction not of war, but of defense. And I see the opportunity here. So that's why those of you who listen to the 12 hours of Fixing Fight Club, thank you for that. And thank you for all the responses and the recommendations and questions and commentary and back and forth discussion that I've had. So I am so grateful for my listeners indulging me. A new podcast episode will be issued next Monday morning that will not be truncated like this one, but will be a in-depth examination of something that trips my fancy that I will present to you next Monday. I'd like to indulge in a little housekeeping. Number one, first and foremost, on my Substack, I never have my hat in hand nor ask anybody to put a few coins from the couch and the tip jar or anything like that. But somehow, some way, I am so grateful. I have 45 paid subscribers. I have over 500 subscribers. I have over 140,000 downloads of Chasing Ghost, which started in September 2022. I am told that the success of a podcast is usually measured in its longevity and the degree to which I can deliver to you a consistent cadence in which I give you new material. So I wanted to thank those paid subscribers. Thank you so much for parting with your hard-earned dollars and supporting this project of mine. And also, I wanted to thank the other subscribers that I mentioned, those on my Substack, those who subscribe on the respective podcast vendor that they listen to my podcasts on. I would ask that you leave reviews if possible, stars. They can be as brief or lengthy as you wish. I can be gotten in touch with at cgpodcast@pm.me. That is cgpodcast@pm.me. That is also in the show notes. And I also wanted to mention that if you are a War Notes listener, that cgpodcast@pm.me email is the one that you will write to discuss War Notes with me if you wish to. In addition, Chasing Ghost Podcast is on Gab. In addition, Chasing Ghost Podcast is on X at W. Buppert. I would love for you to follow me if you get the opportunity. So that's the news. I have a big announcement in August, but that will wait till August of this year. Yes, I still have a day job, but man, if I ever got something like a Joe Rogan contract or maybe something even more modest, I would reconsider so that I could spend more time creating this kind of content for you. So I wanted to thank my listeners. I wanted to thank your solicitude. I am so grateful for the interaction that I am privileged to have with you on occasion. So with that, thanks for listening. I'll be back next Monday. This is Bill, out.